Good Monday, everybody. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. It is the 15th of December, 10 days to go till Christmas. Unbelievable. Anyhow, if you've been listening to any of the Christmas carols that I arranged and recorded and posted last week, you probably realize by now what inspired them. There's this musician that I have admired immensely from afar for a number of years now. Her name is Lori Papajohn, and she's a flautist, harpist, and singer. Oh, and I think she plays piano as well. Also, she's Canadian, so how can you go wrong with that? One must be patriotic after all. Anyhow, she and this medieval ensemble that she performs with released two Christmas albums, including the one that I'm playing right now. I have both of them. The first one I have on CD somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where it is, so I'll have to try and dig that out because it's lovely as well. The most recent one I have in digital format on the computer because a friend of mine very kindly helped me get it last year. And I'm really liking it. So I started listening to it last week and I thought to myself, gee, you know, I wonder if I could do some multi-tracking with the Olympus because I'd love to record music in a similar vein. And I'd like to try arranging my own carols, ones that I really like. So that was what I ended up doing. And then after a while, I realized that I could probably put together a CD for my mom. So that kept me going and kept me inspired to keep recording carols. So now I have 9 of them. But I had such a stressful experience yesterday that I think something is trying to tell me, okay, this is enough now. You need to stop and do something else for a while. When I tried to record Good King Wenceslas yesterday, everything that could possibly go wrong did go wrong. First of all, my brain and my fingers would not cooperate with each other. My fingers would not do what my brain was telling them to do. So I had to re-record the piano track multiple times to get it right. I kept making stupid mistakes, and it was always during the very last verse, too. Oh, so annoying. So anyhow, when I finally got that right, I was doing the alto recorder track, and my recorder died. What happened was that it got too much moisture in the foot joint, and so then the lower notes wouldn't play properly anymore. Now, I forgot that I don't have a fuzzy cleaning rod for this alto. It didn't come with one. So I couldn't clean it out properly. What I had to do was let it dry and then go back to it a few hours later, and it sort of worked then, so I was finally able to record the track that I wanted to do. But by that point, I was just tired and feeling out of sorts, and so even that didn't come out the way I wanted it to. And I was disappointed because initially I thought it was going to be such a cool concept. I wanted to do it with 3 recorders, and with the recorders doing different things at different times. And then I was so disappointed because, in the end, the recording ended up being really distorted. My Olympus doesn't like it when there are too many high frequencies blasting in the mics. And I didn't know that was going to happen, so I erased all the initial tracks I'd made. And I really shouldn't have done that because I could have gone back and adjusted my mic gain and stuff if I'd known that was going to happen. So the whole process was really just one stress-making incident after another, and that was what sort of told me, okay, you need to stop doing this now and find something else to do because you're stressing needlessly, and it's just not a good situation. I actually think I was the author of my own misfortune to some extent because I had a seizure yesterday afternoon, and stress is definitely a trigger factor for my seizures, so I think I was the cause of that one. Oh, well. I'm not here to whinge about my health issues, actually. So, don't worry. I will not be going on about that anymore. I just have to tell you guys about Lori Papajohn. I've mentioned her before, probably on numerous occasions. But she just happens to be one of my favorite musicians of all time. I kind of hate to say this because a friend of mine is going to tell me it's sacrilege, but I actually believe that Lori is even more talented than Lorena McKennett, who is also a Celtic folk world musician. But the reason I say that is Laurie plays three different types of harps, not just Celtic the way Lorena does. She plays Celtic harp, classical pedal harp, and Paraguayan harp. Also, she plays three different styles of flute, classical, baroque, and Celtic. And she sings beautifully. I must say, her diction is a lot better than Lorena's, too. So, that's not to say that Lorena is a bad musician. She's not. She's wonderful. I've loved her for a long time, and I always will. But for some reason, Laurie just really strikes a chord with me, and I wish I could express to her how wonderful I think her work is. Also, the way she arranges things is just incredible. But anyhow, I actually didn't really come on here to talk about music either. I came on Audio Boom to investigate some Christmas cards that I received in the mail that I thought you might be interested in. They are not for me. They're actually from me to other people. I love to buy Christmas cards for people, but the thing is, I can't really pick them out very easily as a blind person because I can't just walk into a shop and investigate the cards and pick out ones that I like. I have to take a sighted person along with me, and that can cause problems because a lot of people that I know don't really like to shop for that kind of thing. However, there is a company called the Braille Bookstore, braillebookstore.com, that provides tactile picture cards with personalized messages inside them in print and braille. So I ordered two cards from them a few weeks ago, and I finally got them in the mail, which is good because I'm supposed to be seeing my friends on Sunday that I want to give these cards to. One friend is totally blind. She goes to my church, and she can read braille. So I thought she'd appreciate that and the tactile picture. Another friend of mine is fully sighted, but she's an occupational therapist. Also, she had a blind friend for a number of years, and she learned some braille for this lady's sake. Now, sadly, her friend passed away not that long ago, but I think my friend Mary will still appreciate having print and braille in a Christmas card. So I just want to make sure these personal messages are actually in here. Oh my word! These people haven't capitalized the beginnings of their letters. That's not good. So it says, "May the joy of the Christmas season be with you now and throughout the new year. Your friendship is..." this braille is really waxy. It's hard to read. "Your friendship is the best Christmas present anyone could ever receive. Blessings from your friend..." It's supposed to say Shannon. Erg. As you can probably guess, it doesn't quite. It has, on one line, it has "blessings from your friend SH. And then on the next line, it has Annan. Okay, I am not a very happy camper about this, folks. This strikes me as shoddy workmanship. And they call themselves braille transcribers. Mind you, the picture is very nice. There's also a description above it in braille that says, "A beautiful Christmas tree complete with star on top, a garland, candles, and decorations." Gosh, you know, I'm wondering if it's worth contacting these people to